91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. An assisted living site in Redlands administered 145 coronavirus vaccines on Friday. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
115 residents and 30 associates at Mission Commons got the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine Friday as the state rolls out vaccine eligibility to people over 65. Carla Jerez is the general manager of Mission Commons. She says despite some of the apprehension in the general public about the vaccine, the residents at Mission Commons were generally excited to receive it.
Actually, all the residents are very excited about it. We have been waiting for this for quite some time. It's a great opportunity. We're just pleased to be able to offer this to all our residents and associates and to be part of one of the first communities in the country to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
All but 13 of the facility's residents received the vaccination and will get their second shot in February. Mission Commons has had 45 coronavirus cases since March. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Tickets to Palm Springs' 21st Annual Modernism Week are now available online. The event recently postponed its in-person events to April due to the pandemic. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
In a blog post, Modernism Week explained the delay gives more time for the region's health status to improve and for the event to make additional safety accommodations for the public. Masks will be required for all in-person events scheduled from April 8th to the 18th and will include architectural tours, a car show, and a cocktail event. There will be online programming for those who want to stay home. During the entire month of February, more than 20 on-demand video programs will be available online, and a virtual auction will be held during the first 2 weeks of February. To learn more, visit the Modernism Week website at mwkly.com. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
California health officials are asking healthcare providers to suspend use of one coronavirus vaccine batch because of a possible allergic reaction. Cap Radio's Nick Miller has more.
State epidemiologist Dr. Erica Pan says that a higher than usual number of possible allergic reactions were reported with a specific lot of Moderna vaccine at one community clinic. The batch in question is currently under investigation. Pan says there have been fewer than 10 people vaccinated from that batch who needed medical attention. She also mentioned the state is doing this out of an extreme abundance of caution. There's been more than 330,000 doses from this lot distributed across the state, and no other allergic reactions have yet been reported. Those concerned about possible reactions related to the vaccine can visit the CDC's website on how healthcare workers will manage anaphylaxis. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
Gusty Santa Ana winds are expected today in the Riverside metropolitan area, with conditions continuing into at least Wednesday, raising the risk of wildfires. A red flag warning is in effect through 10 p.m. Tuesday for the Inland Empire, and a high wind watch is in effect in the Riverside metropolitan area through late Tuesday night. Affected areas could have winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 60 miles per hour in the mountains, 55 miles per hour in the valleys, and 40 miles per hour in the Coachella Valley. Humidity levels will hover between 15 and 20%. The NWS warned that the strong winds could make travel difficult for high-profile vehicles and blow down trees and power lines, potentially causing widespread power outages. The high winds might prompt Southern California Edison to issue public safety power shutoffs, in which electricity is turned off for customers in wind-prone areas to prevent the possibility of downed power lines sparking wildfires. As of early today, nearly 12,000 SCE customers in Riverside County were under consideration for outages. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.